Sustainability, and Social Responsibility Overview. After introducing the closely related concepts of sustainability and social responsibility, we address some reasons why organizations are adopting these methods into their strategies. Sustainability. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines sustainability as an organizational focus on activities that provide present benefit without compromising the needs of future generations. C. Sustainable specification. This may include contributing to economic growth, environmental protection, and social progress. Economic growth refers to the long-term interest for a company to improve the community it exists in, creating a better place to live and conduct business. This may exist in the form of promotion of health, safety, education, and other economic development. Environmental protection means striving to protect and restore the environment while using products, processes, services, and other activities to promote continued sustainable development. Common efforts in this realm include reduction of emissions and waste and using renewable energy sources, reducing overall energy consumption and consumption of water and other natural resources are also often pursued goals. Organizations may choose to highlight sustainability or other socially responsible goals in their balanced scorecard to ensure that appropriate attention is given to these issues. Social responsibility. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines social responsibility as commitment by top management to behave ethically and to contribute to community development. This may also entail improving the workforce's quality of life. Logistics and manufacturing have a particular role to play in social responsibility, given their wide reach and potential to affect people and communities that span multiple regions and localities. This subset is called logistics social responsibility and is described by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the subset of corporate social responsibility, CSR, that relates to logistics, including minimizing negative impacts, monitoring and controlling, reporting, and continuously improving in social responsibility areas that include the environment, health and safety, and labor issues related to warehousing, transportation, and other logistics areas. Note that the definitions encompass ethical behavior, which is concerned with health, safety, and labor issues. Social responsibility also encompasses sustainability through environmental concern. Thus, social responsibility can be understood as a company's responsibility to act both ethically and sustainably, and to make efforts to continuously improve in those areas as opportunities arise. Forces driving sustainability / social responsibility. Organizations have a number of internal influences within their own control that help guide their sustainability or social responsibility strategy, such as their mission, vision, and values. In choosing the types of customers they want to market to, and the types of products they will produce to satisfy those customers' requirements, organizations can find a customer base they wish to attract. However, organizations also accept the fact that customers can have expectations that are only partially in their control. The internet and international shipping containers are examples of the many innovations that have enabled competition to become much more global. From a sustainability perspective, this means that customers who have unmet expectations will likely find a better suited supplier. Organizations also operate in environments that contain numerous external influences beyond their direct control. These influences should be understood and accounted for in sustainability strategy and tactics. Making sustainability work identifies four driving forces that lead organizations toward sustainable operations: organizational ethics and values, regulations, community relations, economic value. These forces are subject to the organization's influences to varying degrees. Each of these forces involves a variety of costs, and avoiding costs can often impel an organization to be a good corporate citizen. Some costs are visible, for example, fines. Some are administrative, for example, time spent on disciplinary actions or legal responses, and some are invisible and hard to measure. For example, lost sales and customer goodwill, weak employer brand that makes recruiting more difficult. Ethics and values. Ethics from an organizational standpoint refers to efforts to establish, promote, monitor, and maintain fair and honest standards throughout all interactions with every company stakeholder. Ethics also encourages and expects the same from all other stakeholders. Ethical practices may require companies to go above and beyond local laws or the ethics of the local culture, especially in the realms of human rights and diversity. For example, A supplier could be operating in a country that considers it permissible for children younger than 16 years old to work, but the organization might decide that in order for the supplier to win the business, it would need to follow an age policy that complies with the organization's code of ethics. Organizations may create mission and vision statements and define values that guide how they want to be perceived and how they choose to act. The governance style and policies that result determine an organization's commitment to corporate social responsibility. An organization's code of ethics represents a commitment to core beliefs and standards of action, which can include sustainability. Ethical organizations are transparent about their decision-making. Their actions are consistent with their stated values. Failure to behave ethically will in some cases violate laws and regulations. At other times, the code of ethics is driven by the organization's commitment to abide by certain social norms. Social norms are unwritten rules of behavior and beliefs common to a specific social group. However, some social norms will need to be intentionally avoided at the organizational level. For example, if you do a favor for a friend, it is usually socially acceptable to accept a gift given as thanks from that friend. At the organizational level, this is avoided because it would create a real or perceived conflict of interest. Ethical behavior can be challenging for global organizations, since they may be operating in communities with different cultural norms. The global organization must chart a course between ethical universalism and ethical relativism. Ethical universalism holds that some ethical values are true in all cultures, while ethical relativism believes that some values may be influenced by local culture. An organization from a culture that values the equality of women in the workplace will be challenged to define its ethical values if it chooses to operate in a country with laws that restrict women's rights. Sometimes the costs of ethical lapses are economic, for example, lost customers, damaged relationships with suppliers or distributors, investors who have lost trust in the organization, or retaliatory actions by competitors. One of the more serious costs of unethical behavior is the weakening of the ethical culture throughout the organization. When ethical values are not applied in difficult situations or are not applied to leaders or valuable employees, the potential for ethical missteps increases throughout the organization. For example, a code of ethics could prohibit paying bribes to do business in countries with significant corruption. A leader who uses lobbyists or special interest groups to provide what they call gratuity payments to facilitate this business would be undermining the culture regardless of whether this is billed back to the organization or is paid out of personal finances. Follow through, in the form of effective observation, evaluation, and communication of ethical performance, including self-reporting ethical violations to the appropriate authorities, is encouraged. Companies may also create codes of conduct, develop education programs, and honor internationally recognized standards, such as those described in the United Nations Global Compact. Regulations. As awareness of the issues related to sustainability has grown, governments have enacted various laws and regulations. For example, organizations may be penalized for excessive use of energy and water. Regulations can restrict emissions and waste disposal. Or they can require clearer labeling or safer products for consumers and the environment or safer working and living conditions for workers and neighboring communities. Noncompliance will mean financial costs. For example, fines, legal judgments, productivity loss to more frequent inspections, required mitigation of environmental damage, and non-financial costs. For example, loss of reputation, damaged relationships with regulators. Community relations. Good relations with one's neighbors is critical to issues such as obtaining local permits for construction or operations requirements, attracting and retaining local workers, and maintaining facility security. Coca-Cola is often used as an example of the benefit of maintaining dialogue with one's neighbors. The company is a heavy user of water resources and works actively in its communities to create trust and goodwill. Economic value. Some sustainable actions make economic sense. Installing energy-efficient lighting reduces the use of limited energy resources, but it also lowers a facility's energy bills. Providing more healthful work environments is an ethical imperative, but it also supports worker productivity and reduces health costs and absenteeism. Some organizations have created brand identities that include sustainability. They use their brands to attract like-minded customers,